Have you ever woke up one day and all of a sudden you found yourself in the middle of a storm? Well, that kind of happened to the disciples. As they got into the boat and were going to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, all of a sudden the wind kicked up and the waves came crashing against their boat, and the boat was filling up with water and they didn't think they were going to make it. My friend, sometimes life may feel that way, but when that does, we can turn to the Lord.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're delighted to have you with us today on Truth and Fact, and we are in the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 37. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was already filling. I'd like to talk a little bit about the fact or the thought, there arose a great storm. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. Maybe in your life, you are experiencing presently a storm, or maybe you have had a storm in your life, or maybe yet there's a storm to come. So Jesus and the disciples had gotten to the boat, and there were other little boats that followed Jesus as well. But after a little time had gone by, the Bible says there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Now apparently out of nowhere, the wind began to kick up. In fact, it became so ferocious and dreadful that the boat began to take on water. As one person thought that the wind might have been so bad that it was like that of a hurricane, perhaps up to 60 or 70 miles per hour. Now, my friend, I've been in a few hurricanes in my life, and they're not to be taken lightly. I've seen huge trees come tumbling down, power lines snapped in half, houses torn to pieces because of the fierce and the ferocious winds. Trees were down everywhere. Buildings and homes experienced tremendous damage. Huge oak trees were toppled over. It was unbelievable how one storm in such a short period of time could be so destructive and leave lasting results. Now, this appears to be something like what the disciples were experiencing. It had become so bad that the boat was taking on water. In fact, so much water that they could not keep up with it. They were being whipped around the sea, tossed back and forth, and it appeared like they were about to sink. And my friend, sometimes life can seem that way. It seems like you're not going to make it. It seems like you're going to sink. You're going to crack up against the rocks. And from the disciples' perspective, the end was near. It didn't look like they were going to make it, and that every one of them were going to drown. It looked like it was over. And no doubt the disciples were full of fear. They were full of anxiety. They were full of dread and fright. And I would probably do the same thing that they were doing and begin to panic. So the disciples did this. They went to Jesus. But Jesus, where was he? Well, he was found sleeping in the rear of the ship. You see, the storm didn't seem to bother him too much. And they awoke him up and asked him if he cared that they were going to die. Suddenly Jesus got up and he rebuked the wind and he said, "Peace, be still." And suddenly in a moment, the wind ceased and there was a great calm, praise God. You see, that's what God can do for you and I. In your heart, there can suddenly be a great calm where there was a storm, uncertainty, fear, fright, and dread or terror or dismay. But now, all of a sudden, a great calm. See, that's what God can do in our hearts. It is something supernatural. Only the Lord can bring this peace in our hearts in the midst of the storm. You see, it was after this that Jesus said, "Why are ye so fearful? And how is it that you have no faith?" Or we could say little faith. And the Bible says, "Then the disciples feared exceedingly and said to one another, 'What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?'" In other words, this was not fear of being harmed by the storm, but a reverence for the supernatural power that Jesus had just displayed. And the only thing more terrifying than having a storm outside the boat was having God in the boat. This statement betrayed the disciples' wonder at the true identity of Jesus Christ.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.